Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/circleroundclub.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
The Circle Round episode you're about to hear is a very special one. Recorded before a live audience of very enthusiastic kids and grown-ups at Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda, Maryland on May 28th, 2023. You can find more information about upcoming Circle Round performances on our website, wbur.org/circleround. Ever heard the saying, one good turn deserves another? It means if someone does us a favor, then we should do a favor back. We're about to meet a fellow who does a friend a big favor by getting her out of a tight spot. And in return, he gets some spots of his own. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, live at Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda, Maryland. Today, our story is called The Bird of a Different Feather. Versions of this tale come from parts of Africa. Joining me on stage is a trio of actors whose voices you've heard in many Circle Round stories, Evan Casey, Kevin Corbett, and Dawn Ursula. And providing musical accompaniment is the one and only Eric Shimalonis. So circle round, everyone, for The Bird of a Different Feather. Have you ever seen a guinea fowl? The guinea fowl is a game bird, like a turkey, partridge, or pheasant. Like many other game birds, the guinea fowl has a kind of almond-shaped body. It also has a long, slim neck. But what makes the guinea fowl stand out, in addition to its loud and some might say harsh squawk,
squawk,
are its feathers.
It's true. My dark, glossy feathers are speckled with thousands of tiny, bright, white spots.
That's right, guinea fowl. But according to legend, you didn't always have those spots, remember? Your feathers used to be just dark and glossy with nary a spot to be seen.
Oh, yeah. But then that thing happened.
Yes, that thing. And in fact, I thought we would tell everyone about that thing today. Are you up for it? Or should I say, are you game?
Ha! I see what you did there. I'm a game bird, so game, very funny. But yes, I'm game. Let's do this.
All right. It all began long, long ago, when guinea fowl made his home on the dry and dusty plains. One hot, sunny morning, he set off across the plains to have breakfast with his best friend, Cow. Guinea fowl and cow always met near a tall, craggy boulder surrounded by a scrubby patch of sweet grass. Cow would graze on the grass, while guinea fowl used his sharp little beak to peck in the dirt for beetles, crickets, and grasshoppers. This morning, as guinea fowl approached the boulder, he discovered that cow was already there, happily munching her breakfast. But he also discovered that cow wasn't alone.
Oh, no! Look who's hiding behind the boulder. It's lion!
Indeed. Fierce, ferocious lion was crouching in the shadows, getting ready to spring out and turn cow into his next meal.
Seems like cow has no idea that lion is even there. I must save my best friend.
Thinking fast, guinea fowl bristled his dark feathers, stretched his wide wings, and then, half flying and half running, he made a mad dash toward the boulder.
Squawk!
squawking all the while.
Squawk! Cow! Get out of here! Squawk! It's lion! Squawk! He's trying to eat you! Squawk!
The moment Cow heard her best friend's voice,
Guinea fowl!
She snapped to attention and trotted away.
Thank you, friend!
Before Lion could take off after her, Guinea fowl came charging over. With his long tail dragging and his strong wings flapping, he raced around the boulder, kicking up clouds of dry, sandy earth and enveloping Lion in a thick, hazy mass of dust.
What's happening here? Guinea fowl? Is that you? I heard you squawking just now.
But Guinea fowl didn't answer. He just zipped around the boulder, then dashed off again in search of another spot to peck for beetles, crickets, and grasshoppers. To Lion's relief, the dust eventually cleared.
Much better.
But to Lion's dismay, he found himself alone. No cow, no guinea fowl.
That pesky, squawky guinea fowl has scared off my breakfast. But I won't let him stop me next time. No way, no how.
And with that, Lion skulked off, his big, empty belly growling like a, well, like a lion. The next morning, Guinea Fowl woke up extra early. He was determined to get to the boulder before Cow did and keep a lookout for Lion. But when he arrived, he saw that Cow had beaten him to it. And unfortunately,
oh no!
So had Lion. Once more, the mean, mighty creature was lurking in the shadows, getting ready to pounce. So, I'll bet you can guess what Guinea Fowl did next. He bristled his dark feathers, stretched his wide wings, then made a beeline for the boulder.
Squawk!
Squawking all the while.
Squawk! Squawk! Squawk!
Just like yesterday.
Guinea fowl!
Cow snapped to attention and trotted away.
Thank you, friend!
And just like yesterday, Guinea fowl went tearing toward Lion, dragging his tail, flapping his wings, and kicking up great clouds of dust.
Not again! Guinea fowl! How dare you ruin my breakfast 2 days in a row!
But Guinea fowl didn't answer. He just careened around the boulder at top speed, then scurried off. By the time the dust had settled,
what a relief.
Cow was long gone, as was Guinea fowl.
That pesky, squawky guinea fowl has ruined my breakfast again. But this is the last time, I tell you. The last time. Because tomorrow I'm not going to stalk his bovine friend. I'm going to stalk him.
What do you think? Will Lion succeed in catching Guinea Fowl, or will Guinea Fowl call foul? See what I did there? We'll find out what happens after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome back to Circle Round, live at Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda, Maryland. Today our story is called The Bird of a Different Feather. Before the break, Guinea Fowl saved his best friend Cow from the hungry jaws of Lion 2 days in a row. So on the third day, Lion decided he wouldn't try to eat cow. He would try to eat guinea fowl. Lion knew that guinea fowl roosted or slept at the top of a tree. So early the next morning, before the crack of dawn, Lion crept to a bush not far from guinea fowl's tree and huddled behind it.
I can see guinea fowl's dark, glossy feathers as he snoozes away in that tree. The moment he comes down, I will use my mighty paws and my powerful legs to spring out and capture him. He won't have any time to eat his breakfast because he's going to be mine.
Eventually, Lion saw guinea fowl wake up and make his way toward the ground. The moment the bird's feet touched the dry and dusty earth, Lion let out a roar.
Roar!
Then he leaped out from behind the bush, his teeth and claws bared.
I've got you now, guinea fowl.
Guinea fowl gaped at Lion. The clever bird knew he didn't have a second to lose, so he did the first thing he could think of. He bristled his dark feathers, stretched his wide wings, and then, half flying and half running, he began squawking and skittering right in Lion's direction.
Squawk! You've messed with the wrong bird, Lion! Squawk!
Next thing Lion knew, he was being pecked all over as guinea fowl lashed out with his sharp little beak.
Ouch! My head! Ow! My back! Ooh, my tail!
Lion wriggled and squiggled on the ground, and with every twist and turn, his powerful body sent up big, billowing clouds of dust.
Oh, no! Not again!
Guinea fowl didn't waste a minute. Quick as a wink, he took off across the plains. He didn't stop running until he reached the bush willow shrub where Cow made her home.
Guinea fowl, what are you doing here? Aren't we meeting for breakfast?
Guinea fowl paused to catch his breath.
No, we're not meeting for breakfast because Lion just tried making me his breakfast.
Oh, you poor thing. Now you know how I feel. Were you all alone when he pounced?
I was. He was lying in wait right beneath my tree. I fought back with every ounce of strength I had. And let me tell you, next time that big brute sees me, he will not be happy.
Cow was quiet for a moment. Then she flashed her feathered friend a smile.
Actually, next time that big brute sees you, I think I know a way for him not to see you at all.
What? Explain what you mean.
But Cow did not explain. Instead, she took a quick glance around, then brought over a dried, hollowed-out calabash, or gourd.
Okay, guinea fowl. Twice now you've saved my life, so it's my turn to save yours. Now, close your eyes and don't move.
Guinea fowl's heart was racing, but he closed his eyes and did his best to stand still.
So, Cow, what exactly is it that you...
I said don't move, guinea fowl, and that includes your beak.
Sorry.
Guinea fowl stood stock still. Then all at once he felt something sprinkling and spattering his feathers.
Is it the rainy season already? Are there raindrops falling from the...
What did I say about not moving?
Sorry.
Guinea fowl waited as more droplets spattered his feathers.
Okay, we're almost there. Just a few more and done. You can open your eyes now and take a look at yourself.
Guinea fowl opened his eyes and craned his neck to look at his almond-shaped body. And what should he see speckled all over his dark, glossy feathers, but thousands of tiny, bright, white spots.
Holy cow, Cow! Where did these spots come from?
Cow grinned and nodded toward the hollowed-out calabash. Guinea fowl noticed it was filled with milk.
Wait, you used your milk to give me spots? But why?
Let's just say that next time you and Lion cross paths, it will all be clear.
A few days later, once Lion was done nursing his pecking wounds, he decided he would try catching guinea fowl again. Early in the morning, before the crack of dawn, he hid himself in the bush near guinea fowl's tree. But as he fixed his bright golden eyes on the treetop...
Huh. Do my eyes deceive me, or is guinea fowl not up there? Usually I can spy his dark, glossy feathers in the tree. But right now, all I see are branches and leaves. That sneaky fellow must have moved on to another tree. So I'll move on with my day. But mark my words, I'll track down that bird eventually. There's no way guinea fowl can hide from me.
Of course, as Lion skulked off, little did he know that actually there was a way guinea fowl could hide from him. In fact, the sneaky fellow just did. Because the whole time Lion was watching the tree, guinea fowl had been up there, snoozing in the branches. But there was one big reason why Lion couldn't see him. Or rather, there were thousands of tiny reasons. Tiny, bright, white reasons. Any idea what I'm talking about? That's right, guinea fowl's bright white spots. The speckled pattern of white spots on a dark background provided the perfect camouflage and made guinea fowl all but disappear into the branches and leaves. And that's how it's been ever since. So I guess you could say that guinea fowl's spots have kept him from being spotted.
Ha! I see what you did there.
Right? And it's all because you saved your best friend by thinking on the spot.
Ha! Huh. You did it again.
Because she was in a tight spot.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that I have a soft spot for puns?
Really?
What, you don't think my humor is spot on?
Can somebody stop her, please?
All right, fine, fine. We can end this story.
Thank goodness.
On the spot.
Squawk!
Now it's your turn. You can have fun with camouflage by making your own camouflage creature. On a piece of white paper, draw the outline of a creature. It can be a real creature, like an animal, bug, fish, or bird, or it can be imaginary. Either way, use markers, crayons, or colored pencils to decorate your creature with a pattern and include whatever colors you'd like. Then ask a grown-up to help you cut your creature out. Next, on a new piece of white paper, draw your same pattern, being sure to cover the entire sheet. Now take your creature and position it on your background and glue or paste it in place. Then show your camouflage creature to a family member or friend and see if they can spot it. This week's story, The Bird of a Different Feather, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Nora Sachs. Eric Shimalonis composed our original music and played it live on the djembe. You can learn more about this goblet-shaped drum from Africa and see a photo of Eric Shimalonis playing one on our website, wbur.org/circleround. Circle Round's artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has created a black and white picture for every Circle Round story, and you can color them in while you listen, or anytime. Grown-ups, you can find all 200-plus Circle Round coloring pages at wbur.org/circleround. And while you're there, you can become the newest member of the Circle Round Club. you can get ad-free episodes, bite-sized bedtime stories, behind-the-scenes music videos from Eric, monthly newsletters from me. You can even get a personalized birthday message. Visit wbur.org/circleround and click Circle Round Club. Special thanks to this week's actors, Evan Casey, Kevin Corbett, and Dawn Ursula. And a big circle round of thanks to the staff at Roundhouse Theater, including Ryan Rillette, Ed Zakreski, Hannah Grove DeJarnett, Brian Andrade, Jesse Osheim, Delaney Bray, Chris Hall, and Maureen McNary. Love Circle Round and never want to miss an episode? Follow us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. And if you have a moment, please write us a 5-star review. It helps other listeners find the show, and it will help us keep circling round with you for years to come. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. Now that you've made it to the end of this Circle Round episode, we want to know, what's your favorite Circle Round story? Thousands of fans just like you have been telling us about the Circle Round stories they like best. Take a listen. Maybe one of their favorites is one of yours, too.
My name is Etty, and I live in Hobart. My favorite episode is the three-legged pot. My favorite bit is when the pot goes, it's time to skip and skip. Whee!
Hello, my name is Fila. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. My favorite circle round is Strong Mind and Kind Heart. And I like the part when the fairy makes the jade palace.
My name is Katrine, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. And my favorite circle round is the Bachelor Stale. And I love the part where the sister saves the brother and the brother goes downstairs.
My name is Knox, and I'm from Tennessee. And my favorite circle round story is the Bachelor Stales. And my favorite part is where the Tanya turns the basilisk into stone and the people come running into the room.
My name is Elon. I'm from Del Rio, Tennessee. My favorite circle round story is Kangaroo and Joey 2. I like the part when Dingo says, "But I'm just a dingo," and then she said, "Just a dingo, eh?"
My name is Kyle. I live in Cincinnati, and my favorite circle round story is the Gloomy Pine Tree. And I like the part when the rabbit hops over the pine tree.
Did someone mention a story you've missed? Not to worry. Grown-ups, you can find all of our Circle Round stories, plus links to the Circle Round Club, picture books, coloring pages, and oh so much more on our website, wbur.org/circleround.